From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
It's Monday, December 14th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The Russian government backs a major hack of Treasury, Commerce, and more via SolarWinds Orion products. And U.S. schools use terrorist finding tools on students. This is the Business of Tech. Russian government hackers have breached the Treasury and Commerce departments, along with a long list of other agencies, as part of a massive global campaign that dates back months, as reported in the Washington Post. FireEye, who was recently compromised themselves, details the technical details, and researcher Kim Zetter has a non-technical translation. SolarWinds Orion-based product was compromised by attackers who slipped malicious code into the product without SolarWinds knowledge. The code was distributed to customers, which opened a backdoor into those systems and notified the hackers of the access. This started back in March. In a statement on LinkedIn, security researcher Kyle Hensloven noted that it currently appears only the Orion platform was affected, and those service providers using SolarWinds N-Central or SolarWinds RMM appear to not be affected. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has issued a directive advising federal civilian agencies to, quote, review their networks for indicators of compromise and disconnect or power down SolarWinds Orion product immediately. Why do we care? Disclosure, I'm a SolarWinds stockholder. This is a nation-state level hacking, and the how that will be investigated into the insertion of that malicious code is going to be something that a lot of software companies really care about. A note for providers. While I would agree that the reputation damage for SolarWinds is real here, it's important to be objective on the analysis. There's a lot of ridiculous online outrage directed at the company, particularly by customers of different products. Take a quick moment and think about what might happen to your own organization if you were targeted by organized crime specifically in this manner before you throw that stone, because the likelihood of it happening to you is pretty well documented. We care because of that public perception damage. If you're disclosing to your customers your tool stack, you should be making sure to have discussions with them about this breach. It also puts a giant spotlight on the management tools space in general. Gizmodo is reporting on U.S. schools that are using the same technology that the FBI uses to investigate terrorists on its students. The report highlights 8 districts from a random sample of 5,000 public school or school district websites, including Los Angeles Unified School District and Northeast Independent School District in San Antonio. An example, in that San Antonio school district, a student consented to having his phone searched and using a Cellebrite UFED device deleted messages of an inappropriate relationship between the student and a teacher were discovered. By U.S. law, schools do not necessarily need a warrant to search students if officials have a reasonable belief that a student has broken the law or school policy. The reasonableness standard is considered quite broad in this case, and courts have rarely ruled schools violate the Fourth Amendment, which protects adults. Full link in the show notes. Why do we care? Today's quite a day for security. Why we care is because of the regulatory angle. The legal standard here is problematic and has not necessarily kept up with changing technology. This potentially introduces racial bias as well. It's easy to see how that might be the case, making the issue even more complex. I'm highlighting it because one of the themes of this year remains how regulation will be impactful in 2021, and here you see another example. For adults, there are better defined search and seizure laws, which still do not address the privacy and reasonable expectation fully, and for students who are underage, the definitions are even more problematic. Lawmakers are going to be under pressure to address these concerns, and providers should be more concerned about badly written laws than a rising standard. Carl Palchuk has literally written the book on SMB-focused technology with his Managed Services in a Month book. You may have read his newsletter or attended a webinar or seen a podcast or video. But did you know you can actually get access to all that education in a single, powerful community? With all of his books, over 20, hundreds of hours of recorded training in video and audio format, thousands of pages of downloads, checklists, SOPs, and live member meetings every week, the Small Biz Thoughts community gives you access to everything, as well as unique members-only content. To join, check out smallbizthoughts.org. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.